Keshkeach Rav Gutman, we're going to do the seal for the 39th Machzer of the Rambam. It's a very big schus, especially since this is Le'ilui Nishmas, or the schus from the neshama of my father, and Zeicha to be Meshamish the Rebbe for so many years, and is continuing to be Meshamish the Rebbe, and we should see the Bracha Dolamata. So, at the very end of Perik Yubeis of Hilchos Malachim and Melchames Hashem, the Rambam says in Halacha Hei, Ube'esei Azman, Lo Yiyeh Shom Lei Ro'ov, Lei Melchama, V'Lei Kina V'Sachus. In that era, in the time when Mashiach will come, there will be no famine, there will be no war, there will be no jealousy, no competition. Shahatoiva Mushpas Harbe, because goodness will flow and will be in tremendous abundance. And all of the lights will be found like the dust of the earth, like the kernels of sand. And the Rebbe points out here, ka'ofar, it doesn't only mean that it'll be many as the ofar, but actually it'll have the value of the ofar, because people won't see the value in the gashmius anymore, because they will see the value in, as it says in the next line, V'loyeh eisei kol ha'elam, elo l'das es Hashem bilvad. That won't be the occupation of the entire world, all of the creation, only to have Deya Es Hashem, which this actually connects it to the beginning of the Rambam, the Inyan of Leda, that there should be the knowledge of the Eibishter. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael will be tremendous Chachomim, V'yedim Dvarim Hastumin Ha'amukim. And not only that, they'll also know and have knowledge of the deep, hidden, and concealed aspects of Hashem. V'yasigu das beiram kifikeach ha'odom, and they will be able to grasp the das, the knowledge of the Creator, as much as a human being has the ability to grasp. Shenemar ki molo oretz deyas Hashem, as it says that the entire world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. With this, the Rambam finishes the Yad HaHazaka, and we finish the 39th cycle to go into the 40th cycle. Just to elaborate just for a moment, we know that the Rebbe brings out that there are two tkufis in Yemei Samashiach. Actually, the Sikh is printed at length in Chelek of Zayin, and the Rebbe speaks about the fact that in order to reconcile what the Rambam writes in the Yad HaHazaka, v'negeh to the Yehudim, that there is no difference between the time before Mashiach to after Mashiach, only Shibud Malchias, and basically nature will continue. And yet, in the Igeres of Tchias HaMesim, he does write that the Inyanim are Kipshutom, that there will be these great, great miraculous, unnatural events until the greatest miracle of Tchias HaMesim. And the Rebbe says that it's going to be in two Tkufis, and it's not a stira one to the other. Why am I mentioning this? Because Bahashgacha Pratis, the seal of the Rambam, is taking place on Yud Zayin Tamuz, Shivasa B'Tamuz. And Shivasa B'Tamuz Be'etzem is Tev, because Shivasa B'Gematria Tev. And the Rebbe explains, and we want to connect it actually to the seal of Masechta Tainis, since Shivasa B'Tamuz is a Tainis. So there's a direct link between the end of the Rambam, which we just learned, to the Siyam of Masechta Tainis. Because in the Siyam of Masechta Tainis, after the Rambam explains the harshness and the chumris of a tzoim, of all the fasts, and how one needs to conduct themselves, especially when they see the Orei Yehuda b'churbonon, and then he says in Halacha Yutes, Kol atzei meisa elo asidin libotu lemeisa Mashiach, that all these fasts that he enumerated before will be bottled, they'll be null and void, and they won't exist in the time of Mashiach. And not only that, but they will eventually become Yomim Tevim, v'mei sasim v'simcha. And not only will they be Yomim Tevim, they'll also be days of tremendous merriment and joy. And he brings a raya, proof to this, from the Pasuk in Zechariah, where it says at the end that these days will be, he enumerates there the Tzema Raviv, the Tzema Chamishi, the Tzema Shvi, the Tzema Asidi, Yilaveis Yehuda, the Sosin, the Simcha, the Meidim, Tevim, Vo'emes, Vahasholem, Aheva. So in this halacha, the Rebbe asks a question in Chelek Tezvav. It was a sicha that was negay, was Pashas Vayigash and Asar Avitevas, but it's negay to what we are learning today. And the Rebbe asks the question, if these fasts, Asidi Lubatel, are eventually going to become null and void, isn't that automatically a transformation that it should be a yomtiv? So why does the Rambam continue and say, not only that, but he repeats again, the future is that they're going to be yomim tevim v'yimei sasim v'simcha. It's a very lengthy sicha, a deep sicha, but in that sicha, the Rebbe says again, b'negeya to the two tkufas. And he says that there will be two tkufas of Mashiach. So the first part of the Rambam, when he says that kol atzei v'sa'elu asidim libato, that's the first tkufa. So that will be null and void, and that automatically will make it a happy day, but it won't necessarily be a major yomtiv, and not yomei sasa v'simcha. That yehofchu, yomei melo v'sasa v'simcha, the transformation that this very day of sadness becomes a day of happiness, not only because the cause is no longer there, that the tzara is bottled, but rather the essence of the day is revealed, that it's a day of goodness and simcha, that will be in the second tkufa. So the siyum of the Rambam is very much negeya to these days that we're beginning with the 3 weeks, because in essence what the Rambam is saying, that in Yemei Samashiach they will be bottled, and not only that, but when it comes to the second tkufa, the higher tkufa, they will actually become Yomim Tevim and Yemei Sasa V'Simcha. May Hashem help that this should happen immediately. Just want to add that there were many siyumim and hadronim that the Rebbe gave on the Rambam. One of the most fascinating, they were all fascinating, and who are we to measure? We all remember when the Rebbe spoke about it, Yutus Kislev Tov Shalom and Hey, which was a major, major sicha on the siyum, and especially in the Haskalah, and then later in the Mems. But I want to mention when the Rebbe spoke, Shabbos, Parshas, Vayakil, and Tov Shem Vov, on the siyum HaRambam. And everybody remembers it was a very difficult time, Yemult. The Rebbe was in pain. And I want to mention it, but at the same time that the Rebbe was in physical pain, the Rebbe actually brought out the depth of the meaning of the Rambam in a very, very deep way. And now is not enough time to repeat that sicha, but there is one point in that sicha that I want to mention. And that is that the Rebbe says over there, that this that it says in the beginning in the Rambam, Ozli Eivish, Ba'abitiel Mitzvei Secha, is that the idea of not only Loi Eivish, that a Jew is not embarrassed, but a Jew remembers that we are a living testimony for Hashem. And the Rebbe said, it says, Atem Eidai. And the idea of a Eidus is B'choyes Poyet. The Eivish says, with you, I am proud. Why? Because you're my Eved. That when we're Avodim, and we have the total Hismastus to Hashem, that brings out the pride, because then we represent through our Hismasros the Eibishter to the Welt. I want to say on a personal note that growing up in the footsteps and in the shadow of my father, one of the things that we saw by him was this is Batlos and Hismasros to the Rebbe. He was a true Evet to the Rebbe. Kol Mitzuyusei was the Mitzuyus HaOden. His entire life was devoted to the Rebbe. His delight was the Rebbe. His awe was the Rebbe, his respect was the Rebbe, and even after serving in that capacity as a masker for so many years, over 44 years, every time he entered into the Rebbe's room, it was with the same bittul, it was with the same awe and the same trepidation. But I want to bring out another thing that, b'negeya to Limud HaTorah, since we're doing the Limud HaRambam, my father would always tell me, that the Limud HaRambam by the Rebbe, once the Rebbe introduced the Achon Shel Pesach Tov Shin Mem Dalet, was Yokor Mikol Yokor. And even though tonight we're also celebrating the Siyum on the Perek Echad, but he said by the Rebbe, the three prokim was the Iker Shebe Ikrim. That was Oton, the dry prokim of the Rambam. And the idea of learning Teda is what actually connected my father to the Rebbe in the first place. Because as a bocher, he would actually go into the Rebbe to ask the Rebbe Shilas late at night. This is in the time of the Friedrich Rebbe. Then the Rebbe asked him that he should help him with the Eitzos HaSforim. And eventually he took him under his wing and then officially gave him and appointed him the position of a maskir. So it was side the union of his batlus to the Rebbe, or totally his masrus, but also a koch in the Rebbe's Teda. A koch in the Rebbe's Teda means that every word of the Rebbe in the Rebbe's Siches, in the Rebbe's Miftovim, in the Rebbe's Igdus, the stories of the Rebbe, was yoker mikol yoker. Every Friday night by the table, he would give over a nekuda from the Rebbe. He would find a letter from the Rebbe, something that wasn't yet printed, but that he had reshus to be megala a nekuda of it, and he would share with the family a nekuda of the letter, and he would tell the story of the Rebbe. The whole chayas was the inyan from Rebbe. And in addition to that, there was a tremendous lipshach to the Rebbe. And finally, one other aspect, because there are lots of aspects in his life, in his long life of serving the Rebbe, was the inyan of tzius, of mashmas, of folging, listening to the Rebbe. Now, of course, any chassid you ask, of course, you will say, the Rebbe heis tutmen, it's no shaila. But it's not just as the Rebbe heis tutmen, the Rebbe heis tutmen pinklach vid Rebbe vil, sa'afilo nochmer. In other words, that there should be no shakla v'tarya chas v'sholim to say, maybe I can get away with it halfway, I don't have to do everything. By him, the inyan of listening to the Rebbe, to fulfill the Rebbe's ratzon, that was ikar shebe'ikar. And in that in itself, we always saw by him that he was always trying to find ways to bring the Rebbe nachas ruach. He would always ask people to write good news. He himself, whenever he got good news, he would write it into the Rebbe. Even my brother and I, when we were bachrim in yeshiva, we were in Eretz Yisrael, a shluchim, and we would write reports of the mitzoyim and reports of the different activities. He would always send it into the Rebbe, writing, Ula yigrem nachas ruach l'kvei tibushas ad moshnita. And the Rebbe many times would cross it out and say, Goram nachas ruach lav. To him, that was the main thing. And we saw Bepeil, when he was standing next to the Rebbe, that he was always trying to figure a way how to make it easier for the Rebbe. In other words, to bring nachas to the Rebbe, to understand that the Rebbe is everything in our life. So the Mela, the Iyan of Takonas HaRambam, and Limud HaRambam, and participating in the Siyam HaRambam, that's why for all the years he participated in the Siyam HaRambam, was a very important point in his life. So the Rebbe Shteh Helfen, that we should be able to see Be'enei Basar, the Rebbe with us, Dolamato, in our lives, and my father and all of the Chassidim of the Rebbe, to be able to be Mishamish the Rebbe, and there should be the Gilui HaMashiach, take of miyad mamish, and to be takim akuyim, bepeil mamish, that yehofu yom emelu, l'sasil l'simcha. Thank you very much.